We're going to read from Joel chapter 3. Joel chapter 3. As I read and as I even give the title of the message tonight, and even as I preach, you may feel like this is similar to what we have already heard in this revival. But I believe that God is trying to speak to us. He's trying to speak to His church. He's trying to speak to this local assembly. Amen. And I believe that if we will hear what He has to say, we will trust it, believe it, and act upon it, that we will see a mighty revival work of God. Joel chapter 3, which we read Sunday from Joel chapter 2, but now we go to Joel chapter 3, beginning at verse 9. God is speaking through the prophet Joel as He is anointing him to write. He said, "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, 'I am strong.' Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. There calls thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I set to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." Amen. I'm going back to verse 9. And from verse 9, we will take title of our message tonight. "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up." The Lord help me tonight. I'm going to preach, "Awaken the mighty." Amen. Would you say that? Awaken the mighty. Awaken the mighty. I believe that tonight, if we will listen closely to the word of the Lord, that God will reveal some things to us, open our understanding. And as He reveals these to us and our understanding is open, it will help build our faith and give us courage and strength to go forth into the will of God. Praise God. Would you lift your hands with me and surrender yourself to the word of the Lord tonight? Dear God, we thank you. We thank you tonight for the good spirit of worship that's been in this place. We thank you, Lord, for the music, the singing. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to gather in your house with the saints of God. And now as your word is open before us, we're praying, dear God, that you would talk to us, open our understanding, help us to open our ears to what the Spirit would say to us tonight. We pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be upon all of us. Help us, O Lord, to yield ourselves to the Word of God and to the Spirit of the Almighty God. And for this we give you all glory and thanks in your holy name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, "In Jesus' name." Amen. Before you're seated, turn to somebody and tell them, "Wake up, O mighty one." Praise God. Wake up, O Mighty One. Awaken the Mighty. God bless you. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. In Jesus' name. I do not have to stand here and convince any of us that we are definitely living in the last days. I have been in this truth most all of my life. I have seen many events. I have seen prophecy come to pass again and again. I have heard the voices of the elders as they spoke concerning the hour in which we live. I heard them tell us certain things that when they said them, it seemed almost impossible. It seemed almost as a story. But we have lived to see. We have lived to experience so much of what the elders spoke in years gone by. Amen. And now, although I have seen so much come to pass through the years, it seems now that prophecy and the signs of the time all around us is pointing to the coming of the Lord. It seems like every day, every week, there is another report. Wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Earthquakes and pestilence. Amen. Amen. The weather changes. All that is going on in our hour is pointing toward the coming of the Lord. In Joel chapter 3, God is serving notice. He is serving notice on the heathen concerning the destruction. Amen. Here, Joel is speaking of the destruction of three kings, one by the name of Sennacherib, another by the name of Nebuchadnezzar, and yet another by the name of Antiochus. And he is serving notice unto them. But also understand that this prophecy is not for that hour and for those three kings, but this prophecy is for the hour in which you and I are living. Amen. Just as the prophet Joel was anointed of the Holy Ghost to prophesy about the heathen and the destruction of these three kings. I stand here tonight, amen, believing that I have heard a word from the Lord, that God is also serving notice upon the spirit of this age. Amen. The Antichrist spirit that is prevalent in our world tonight. Amen. God is serving notice upon the proud enemies of his people, upon the opposing forces of the saints of God, his church. Amen. God has not left us without a word, and a sure word it is. And I believe that God is revealing in this hour. Amen. He is revealing himself to us in his power in revelation. He is revealing to us what is taking place in our world. God is speaking to two different peoples here in Joel chapter 3, according to historians, according to those who have studied prophecy and the word of God. Amen. They collectively agree that God is speaking to two different people here. In verse 9 of Joel chapter 3, God began speaking to the heathen. He began speaking to the three kings whom I have mentioned. He began speaking to the wicked. Oh yes, and he tells them, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Amen. I want to preach about the hour in which you and I are living. Oh, help us tonight, Jesus. Amen. God is doing a work in this hour that we cannot see with our natural eye, and we cannot understand with the carnal mind, and we cannot sense, amen, in the flesh. But there is more going on than what you and I could ever imagine in this hour. As we look around about us and we see wickedness on every hand, we see that evil is prevailing in so many places. We see where wicked men, according to the word of God, wicked men are waxing worse and worse. It seems that right is wrong and wrong is right. It seems that anything that we would stand for and have stood for through the years is being challenged in this hour. We're being told that which was once considered moral, amen, and pure is now old hat, and now it is of days gone by, and it's not far the hour in which we live. We're hearing and we're understanding and the voices of this age that's telling us that the way our forefathers fought and taught and believed, those things that made a strong and mighty country, are no longer needed in this hour. Amen. We're hearing reports on every hand where those that would stand for right, and those that would stand for purity, and those that would stand for truth are now being belittled, and now they're being attacked, and they're being destroyed by the spirits and wicked and evil people of this hour. We look around about us and we see our school system is in shambles. Amen. We look around about us and we see our court systems is so confused and so messed up and so perverted. We look around about us and we see politics. We see our politicians who are wicked and they are evil and we cannot trust them. Amen. We look at what's going on in the media today with all the false reports and the false accusations, and some of them are true and some of them are false. Amen. It seems like our world is in chaos. Country against country, nation against nation, amen, man against man, woman against woman, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother. Amen. Understand tonight that we do not need to think this strange. Amen. We do not need to let this shake us, because God told us it would be so in his word. Amen. God said that these things would come to pass as Jesus walked this earth. He said, and he said, and he warned us that what we're seeing today would one day come to pass. It just happens to be that you and I are the ones on whom the end of the world is come. Amen. And we are facing spirits in this hour that we have never faced face before. We're fighting battles that we have never fought before. Amen. We're being resisted by spirits that have never resisted to the magnitude that they are resisting now. Amen. And we look around about us and we become discouraged and we become downhearted, and we can lose our faith, and we can even lose our confidence if we do not understand what is going on in our world. Amen. We can look about us and we can see how the church is struggling to survive in this hour, and how the church is struggling to prosper and to grow in this hour. Just stay with me. We're going somewhere tonight. We look around and we see how it seems like we take one step forward and two or three steps backward. Amen. We pray people through to the Holy Ghost and only for them to disappear in just a few services. Let me tell you, friend, the devil would like for you to believe that this is the only place where that is happening, but you listen to this evangelist tonight. Amen. There is a spirit in our world that has been unleashed by hell, and it has been sent to wear down the ministry, and it's been sent to wear out the people of God. But I want you to know that spirit, amen, talks to people, and it talks to churches, and it says, what is wrong with you? We must not be really preaching truth. We must not really be doing what is right. We must not be, amen. I'm here to tell you, I'm hearing the same story all across the country. We're all fighting hell. We're all fighting spirits of discouragement. We're all fighting spirits of destruction. Amen. But understand tonight, we don't have to fold in. We don't have to tuck tail and run. We don't have to hide in a corner. We don't have to sit back and accept all that hell is doing against the church. Would you clap your hands and thank God for His word tonight? Amen. When our understanding is opened, it helps us to realize, and it gives us strength and faith to know that God has all of this in control. Amen. When the hour of God's judgment begins to draw near, God begins to issue a challenge to His enemies to rise up and do their worst works. Just bear with me. When the hour of God's judgment begins to draw near, evil men will rise up to war against God. Amen. The book of Revelation tells us that all the forces of the nations will be summoned to join forces against God and His people. Amen. And amen. Oh yes, and if we are not careful, we will see how the heathen rage. And we will see how it seems that the enemy is conquering. And we will see how it seems that the enemy is winning. And we will throw our hands up and we will say, what is the use? Why try so hard? Why keep on praying? Why keep on believing? It's not doing any good anyway. And then understand tonight that that is exactly what hell wants us to do. Hell wants us to become just a little church in a city somewhere. Hell wants us to become a little ineffective people. Hell wants us to sit back and feel like it is mightier and greater than us. But I've come to tell you that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And hell will never have, I said hell will never have more power than the church. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Then what is happening in this hour, Brother Wilson? Why does it look like perversion is taking over? Oh, yes. And why does it look like good and moral people are losing? And why are we in the time when they have determined that the Christians are the most persecuted people on the face of the earth at this moment? Oh. Amen. Why does it look like we are losing ground? I'll tell you why. It is because God is about to pour his judgment upon the heathen. And God has stood up from his throne. And God has issued a challenge to the forces of hell and the powers of darkness. And God has said, rise up and show me what you've got. Rise up and show me your power. Rise up and show me your destructive forces. Rise up and show me what you can do. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying tonight? That the spirits that's coming against you and the spirits that's coming against this church, such as the spirit of doubt and the spirit of unbelief and the spirit of fear and the... Amen. They are challenging us. Amen. But I want you to know tonight, it's because God has called for them to challenge. God has called for them to rise up against us. God has called them to show us what they have got. And what we are experiencing is not the powers of hell, but we are experiencing the almighty power of our God, who has the authority to summon the heathen and summon the spirits of hell together to rise up and show us their mighty works. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh God, help me make sense tonight, Lord. Would you close your eyes? I want to pray revelation. Pastor, would you come stand with me in this pulpit? Amen. This is not just a sermon. This is a message from the Lord. Oh, God. Amen. Pastor Worth, would you raise your hand across this congregation, and you and I together, and saints of God, would you lift your hands? I feel the Holy Ghost. We're going to pray the spirit of revelation on this church. Amen. I want you to know why. It's because God is calling this church. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray, God, that you would reveal to this people through this word what you are doing in this hour, oh God, that it's not because hell is so strong, and it's not because the devil is so powerful, and it's not because the church is weak, and it's not because you don't care, and it's not because you don't want to pour out your spirit, and it's not because you don't want to give us revival. Amen. But hell, it's rising because you are challenging them. You are challenging Satan and all of his forces. Amen. Why? Because you are getting ready to judge the devil. You're getting ready to judge Lucifer. You're getting ready to judge the darkness and the forces of hell. Oh, in Jesus' name, reveal that to us tonight, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. Saints of God, thank you for helping me. You may be seated. Oh, yes. This is the challenge. This is the challenge. He says, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. That's how we know that he was speaking to two different people. First, he was speaking to the Gentiles to prepare war, to wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. In other words, all ye forces, unite, congregate, draw near, and rise up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Amen. All of you who are weak, amen, stand up and proclaim, I am strong. Amen. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Amen. Verse 12, let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Verse 13, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full and vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Amen. Oh my. Oh my. Let me go back up and go through this very quickly. Amen. Come on, heathen. Come on, spirits of hell. Come on, spirits of darkness, rise up and band together, amen, and bring forth your weapons of warfare. Oh yes, and those of you who would think you might be weak, amen, tell yourself that you are strong. Amen. Go ahead, ye heathen, go ahead and assemble yourselves and gather yourselves together round about. Go ahead, heathen, amen, wake up, heathen, and come down to the valley. Oh yes, go ahead, heathen, put in the sickle. Amen. That's what's happening in this hour. Evil forces have begun to realize, amen, that they've got some authority and they've got some say-so in this hour. And that's why they're rising on every hand. Amen. They're putting in the sickle for their harvest. Amen. For the harvest of sin, for the harvest of the sinner. Now is their hour. Now is their time. The Holy Ghost right now. Now they are bold. Now they think that they are strong. Now they think that they are mighty. Now they think that they've got us in a corner. Amen. But it's not their power that's doing this. It's God that's calling them to rise and to show us what they've got. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Amen. Amen. Just show us. Oh yes, because there are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. There are many people trying to decide where to go and what to do. And many are rejecting God. Amen. We're at a decision time. Is God real or is God false? We're in a decision time. What is God's name? Who is God? We're in a decision time. Many, many are in the valley of decision. Amen. But understand tonight that God is not only talking to the heathen, but he's also talking to his church. He's also talking to the people of God. Amen. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Amen. Church, go among the Gentiles. Amen. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. It's time for the church, the mighty church of the living God, to wake up. I said it's time for the mighty church of the living God to wake up. Oh, I said it's time for the mighty church of the living God. I said it's time for the mighty church of the living God to wake up. I've come to tell you, we are not a weak people. Amen. You hear this, preacher? We are not an insignificant people. We are not a bunch of nobodies, but we are the mighty. We are the mighty. We are the mighty. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Amen. While the heathen are raging. Amen. While the Antichrist spirit. If you're waiting on the Antichrist, you're missing it. He's already here. His spirit is here. And it's there, and it's everywhere in our world. What is Antichrist spirit? Anything that's anti-Jesus Christ. My, my, my. And it's prevalent in our world. And there is a great force in our country that is Antichrist. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. Amen. The only thing we're waiting on is that man of sin to be revealed. Amen. And when he is revealed, Oh, the ball really starts rolling then. Praise God. But we must understand that what we are facing right now is the spirit of Antichrist in our world. I am not preaching this to cause us to be fearful. I am not preaching this to cause us to want to hide somewhere, but I'm preaching this to wake us up and cause us to realize that God is not only commanding, amen, the evil spirits of this hour to rise, but God is shaking his church. Amen. God's reaching over and he's grabbing us by the shoulder, and God is sending preachers like me across the country whom he has revealed these things to wake up the church. Amen. And let you know the devil is a liar and all that he said is not true. And to let you know we're not losing. I said we're not losing. I said we're not losing. I said we're not losing. We are winning. We're winning. We're winning. Praise God. I said we're not losing. How do I know we're not losing? Because I'm seeing God strengthen the apostolic Pentecostal Jesus name holiness church across the places where I'm preaching. There is a strength that is coming to God's people in this hour. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let all the men of war draw near. Amen. It's time for the saints to rise up and draw near. Would you say draw near? Amen. Why? Because God is speaking to the heathen. Oh, yes. Amen. Mighty ones come down. He is speaking to the heathen. Come on, for there am I, will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Why? Because he is saying their wickedness is great. Amen. My. But to my church, the mighty church, I'm saying it's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to prepare war. Oh, praise God. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to assemble together. It's time for you to come together. It's time for you to gather yourselves round about. Amen. Oh, yes. The heathen are being wakened. Why doesn't my church wake up? Amen. God saying the heathen are being wakened. Why doesn't my church wake up? Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Oh, it's time for the mighty to awaken. Amen. Because God is about to do a work in this hour. You look at me and listen very closely to me tonight. You are looking at one happy preacher. You are looking at one joyful preacher. Amen. I am so thankful that a few years ago when they began to tell me that we had to let down to have revival, and they began to tell me that we had to compromise, amen, to see new people come into the church, and they began to tell me that we couldn't preach doctrine as hard as we preach the doctrine, and that we couldn't stand for holiness, amen, I was so glad, and I am so very glad that I shut my ears and I did not listen to the voices of those who gave in, to those who cowered down, to those who took tail and ran. Amen. Why, Brother Wilson? It's because I'm seeing a mighty move of God among the holiness people, among the Jesus name people, among the apostolic people who believe that they can have revival. Praise God. Praise. Amen. Amen. We don't have to look. We don't have to look to the charismatic. And we don't have to look to backslidden Pentecost. Amen. Because God is doing a work in this hour among the one God, Jesus' name, apostolic, Pentecostal, holiness people. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. And hold on to what I'm about to say. The key is believing. Israel got in trouble because they doubted God in the wilderness. And all of them, 40 and over, could not go into the promised land because they doubted God. There, you listen to Brother Wilson right here. I'm not being ugly. There is a spirit of doubt that has come across the land, and it has run like an epidemic through Apostolic Holiness Pentecost. And it has convinced so many people we cannot have a move of God. We might can feel it, but it won't work. And the church will not grow. Amen. I'm up against that spirit in this revival. I fought it Sunday morning. I fought it Sunday night. I fought it last night. And I'm fighting it even right here and right now. Amen. We need to repent for our unbelief, because it's our unbelief that's going to hold us back from revival. Because God is saying to us, I'm ready to do it. I've caused the heathen to rise. Now I'm calling for my church to rise. I'm calling for my church to rise. Will this church rise? Will this church rise? Pastor, will this church rise? I believe it will. I believe it will. You've been praying about it too long to not rise. You've been fasting about it too long to not rise. You've been testifying about it too long to not rise up right now. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. I've got some more to go tonight. Amen. I was preaching revival the whole month of January in my home church, where I received the Holy Ghost as a child. It felt so good to go there. A lot of those elders that were in the church, amen, they were young. They were young married folks then. Now they are elders. And some of them are great grandparents now. And it felt so good to be among them. And I thank God for that wonderful revival that we had. Oh, Jesus. Amen. God did something in that revival that I want to encourage you with tonight. I have not lived in that city in many years, even so long that it doesn't really feel like home anymore. But I was walking the aisles one morning praying, and the Lord put a burden upon me for the backsliders of that area. And I am not one. There's some people that think the only way you can have revival is if backsliders come in. And I've never been one to believe that. I believe God wants to save brand new people. Amen. I believe that he's married to the backslider and he wants them to come home. But I had this burden for backsliders come upon me, Pastor Wurz, and I was walking up and down the aisle weeping and praying, and I was not calling any names in particular, but I prayed, God, I'm asking you to draw the backslider to this place. Oh, I prayed in the Holy Ghost that morning. Amen. When I walked out, I went to the evangelist quarters, and then I went out and walked around the corner of the church. The church had, there is a walking part across the road from the church, and I was to meet the pastor there, and we were going to walk together. And I walked around the corner of the church, and I looked, and at the four-way stop across the way there, at the four-way stop, which the church is at a four-way stop, I looked, and there were some fire trucks there. They were just pulled over on the side of the road, and come to find out they were having a little training session. And as I walked by them, I turned and I looked in the crowd of men there and realized in the middle of that crowd was a lady, a woman. And I thought to myself, I wonder if that's who I think it is. Amen. I had been told by some friends of mine that this woman was a trainer in their fire department. And so I waited until the crowd dispersed and I walked over to her and I asked her her name and she told me and it was who I thought it was. And then she looked at me and she said, and who are you? And I turned toward the church and I pointed and I told her my name. And her eyes just kind of went up. Hey, man, I told her my name. And then I said, you and I went to church there, right there together when we were children. Oh, my, my. Hey, man. And I said, I have come out here. I heard you were working with the fire department. And when I saw you, I just thought I want to invite you to the revival that I'm preaching here. And she looked at me and her words were, you just never know what I will do. Amen. And we spoke a moment and she left. Amen. I got to counting up, Pastor Wirtz, and it had been somewhere around 43 years since I had seen this woman. We were just children the last time I saw her. Friend, that is not coincidence. Amen. That I walked the aisles of that church that morning and said, God, draw the backslider to this place. Amen. God brought her right to the corner of that church so that I could invite her. Did she come? No, she didn't come. Am I discouraged? Yes, I'm discouraged about her soul, but I am not discouraged, and I'm not going to let the devil make me think that God is not working. God was drawing, and it's up to her whether or not she obeys the voice of God. Don't you be discouraged when people come here and they don't stay. Amen. God is working. God is working. God is working. Amen. But every man has a right to choose what they're going to do. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. One morning in that revival, I was in the evangelist quarters and I was crying and talking to God. I was praying. And I said, Lord, I said, if you want me to talk to and to pray for a backslider today, I'm asking you to send them to me. You draw them and you send them to me. About an hour and a half later, there was a knock on the evangelist's door. And I opened the door, and there stood a backslider and her daughter, whom I haven't seen in many years. Amen. And when I opened the door, she broke down and began to weep. And I stepped into that door. Amen. And I talked to them a few moments. And I laid my hands on both of them. And I prayed for them. And they were in church in that revival. Amen. You tell me God is not drawing. And God is not working. I want you to know, some of you, I know what's going through your mind right now. In the last little while, from what I'm hearing, this church has just had people just show up here. Amen. Coming from different directions. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Amen. God is trying to tell you, I am working. I am drawing. Don't you let doubt enter your mind. Rebuke the spirit of doubt and rebuke the spirit of unbelief. God is at work and he has caused the heathen to rage and to rise, but he's also calling the mighty to stand up, to stand up, to stand up and declare, we are ready for war. We are ready for a move of God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. A pastor friend of mine called me. A pastor friend of mine called me just a couple of months ago and said, we've got something really exciting happening here right now. And they said, and this church has been praying and fasting for quite some time. And they were actually on what they call a 40-day sacrifice. A 40-day sacrifice. And in this 40-day sacrifice, there is sacrificial praying, and fasting, and laying things aside, and giving things up. Amen. Doing certain things as a sacrifice unto God. God blesses sacrifice. He always has. Amen. In the middle of this 40-day sacrifice, a man shows up at their church that they did not know. And he told them after service, he said, I have been looking for this. And he named a church across town where he had gone. And he said, I went there. And he said, no. He said, that's not what I'm looking for. He said, but I felt here tonight what I have been looking for. Amen. A couple of weeks later, he walked in with two pews of adult people. Praise God. Amen. Before that weekend was out, they had baptized 12 adults in the name of Jesus Christ. And they were receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And more were on the way. I'm telling you, God is moving. You hear me? God is moving. I said, God is moving. And it's time to wake up and shake yourself. I wish somebody stand up right now and shake yourself. It's time to wake up and shake yourself. It's time to awaken the mighty. Awaken the mighty. Awaken the mighty. God is ready to do a mighty work in our midst. Praise God. Would you stand with me, musicians? Would you come, please? Amen. Oh, yes. God said through the mouth of his prophet Joel, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the vats overflow. And he said, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near. In the valley of decision. Amen. God's speaking to this church. Put ye in the sickle. The harvest is great. But if you don't believe, you won't put in the sickle. How do I put in the sickle? Prayer. Prayer. I agree somewhat with a song we sang tonight. And some of the words are, worship is the way that the battle is won. And I believe that worship is a way that the battle is won. But worship is not the way that the battle is won. I believe it was... Elder G.T. Haywood, that old pioneer Pentecostal preacher, that made the statement that there would come a day whenever God's people would worship a God that they no longer prayed to. That they would worship a God that they no longer pray to. And it seems like that's all we're hearing around the country in so many places. Worship, worship, worship. Worship is wonderful. And worship is needed. And worship must be. It must be. But we cannot do everything through worship. There are some battles that can only be won. There are some things that can only be accomplished through prayer and fasting. If you don't know how to pray, I'm not rebuking you. I'm asking you, ask God to teach you how to pray. And not just say words, but to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus, I feel the Spirit of God right here. Amen. God's saying it's time. It's time to get ready to put in the sickle. What you're seeing around about you is not an indication that hell's winning. All it is that hell is rising to the challenge that God has issued. Oh, yes, but now God is issuing a challenge to His people, to His church. Rise up, bind together, assemble. Praise God. Put in the sickle, because there are multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Here lately, I've heard more in the last few weeks, couple of months. I've heard things I haven't heard in quite some time. I've heard about people beginning to ask questions about what we believe. I'm hearing reports of people saying, I need more than what I have. Oh, we went a long time where we didn't hardly hear those words, but we're beginning to hear them again. God is bringing many people to the valley of decision. When they walk in this place, listen to me, I'm going to close in just a moment. When they walk into this place, they don't need to find a people who are still trying to decide whether or not they're going to believe God for revival. But they need to walk into a place where the decision's already been made, and all they have to do is decide what they're going to do. That's in the Holy Ghost. Oh, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Why don't you just step out and just come stand around this altar and lift your hands to God and say, Lord, I'm one of those mighty. I may not feel strong, but you said tonight, let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, God, I don't feel so strong, but I am strong. Because you said, God, oh, let the weak say, I am strong. I believe God's going to put a spirit upon some of you, and that spirit's going to go out in the highways and the byways. And God is going to draw people to you. Oh, let the mighty arise. Let the mighty arise. Let the mighty wake up. Let the mighty arise. Let New Life Tabernacle, let it rise to the occasion. God is sending people in here, oh, to deliver them, to set them free. God is sending people in here to fill them with the Holy Ghost, to wash away their sins, and to cause them to be pillars in this church. Let the mighty rise. Let the mighty rise. Let the mighty rise. Jesus.